Much, much more than beyond we ever imagined. I mean, the other thing my mum used to do actually as well, which kind of linked up with an artist I started to work with, is that my mum used to I don't think she liked ironing, but the way she got through her ironing was to have me stand near the ironing board, and if she talked to me and I talked to her, fast forward several decades rather than a number of years, and I'm in the production office at Glastonbury Acoustic Stage, and Robert Plant comes in looking for his ironing board and iron as per the contract, and we supply it to him, give it to him, and he starts to take it away to his own dressing room, and he said, "Would you mind if I stayed here and just talk to you while I'm ironing?"
That's
part of his gig ritual is he would iron a Snow White, or as we used to say in Marafelt, a Daz White T-shirt every night before we went on, you know.
Wow.
So he was ironing away, talking to me about Van Morrison, about the blues, about Nick Lowe, about the people we work with, and how, you know, do we like, and you know, and exactly the same as my mum, actually.
Oh my good! But I love the fact that Robert himself came looking for his iron ironing board.
Yes,
love that.
Yeah.
I like music, Paul. Why should I get Adventures in Wonderland when it comes out May 19th?
Well, because it's a bit of fun, and it's basically from the beginning of my career, with starting with the Blues by Five, going up to present day, it tells you about how it was possible for me, a wee lad from Marafelt, to get to work with some of these incredible artists. If you're thinking of you're going to want to be in the entertainment business, or whatever, it tells you a lot of stuff about the mechanics of how the music business may and may not work, and what's to be avoided and what's not to be avoided. I have always had a rule for myself. I only would ever work with people whose music I really loved, that I was really into. And I always avoided when we were offered acts, avoided when you kind of go, not so sure about that. And then because the next step is you slip into temptation. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But they'll maybe make a lot of money, maybe we should. And that's the beginning of the road to disaster.
Gotcha. You know? Paul, let me mention the tour that you're doing. So the book is coming out very soon. And then can you mention the dates that you're doing, the 26th and then June as well?
21st of May in the old courthouse, Bangor. The International Literature Festival, Dublin, on the 26th of May. The Docky Festival on the 18th, again, of June.
Tom Hanks is coming in for that. Did you know that?
Once he found out I was on, he decided he had to get over.
That makes perfect sense now, Paul. Perfect sense. Yeah. Good on you.
I think the events are going to be a total hoot. I'm really looking forward to them.